Anecdotally, there's supply problems with a certain class of drugs used for diabetes, but also for weight loss.
Yeah, so these are these drugs that are on everybody's lips and some stomachs as they stab themselves with drugs like Ozempic. So they're called GLP-1 receptor agonists, which means they simulate a hormone that produces insulin after a meal, but they also have side effects in terms of feeling full, your appetite going down, and resulting in weight loss. They've got generic names such as liraglutide and semaglutide. And some of these have been in short supply. And there's been an interesting study done, which may or may not have predicted the problem, but also looks at whether or not people are searching and interested in these drugs appropriately. In other words, have they got obesity and have they got complications from their obesity? So this is a study which looked at Google searches, comparing where the Google searches came from for these drugs and the prevalence of obesity in these areas. But the person who can tell us much more about how the research was done and the results is Associate Professor Alireza Ahmadvan, who is from Griffith University. Welcome to the Health Report.
Good afternoon, Norman and Tegan. Thank you for having me.
So how did you do this study?
It was a project that I suggested to the public health group for our Masters of Public Health students. And one of
so
the
this
students,
is the medical school at Griffith?
Yes, medical school at Griffith on the Gold Coast. I suggested the topic because our Masters of Public Health students, they need to do a research project as part of their learning. And one of the students whom I would like to acknowledge, Dr. Abdullah Assouyan, he picked up this topic. He put a lot of efforts into this and I supervised him throughout the project.
So they were searching for what in particular on Google?
The idea that I suggested was checking the possible association between the prevalence of obesity and overweight and people's search on Google for semaglutide specifically, because I work in the community and I noticed early on how much interest people are having and telling us about this medication. They were being referred to us by pharmacists, by friends, by nurses, whoever, to go and talk to a GP and ask about this medication. So, and it just raised the question as to whether this increasing interest has any association with the actual problem, which is prevalence of overweight and obesity.
So in your general practice, when they were asking for it, did you notice that they weren't all obese?
I was getting interest from a variety of body mass index ranges. So it wasn't just people who feel or who have been diagnosed as obese or overweight even. It was from people for whom we think, okay, maybe medication is not completely necessary, but they were asking for it.
So when you looked at the pattern of Google searches and compared
yes.
to what it was known from mm-hmm. data on on prevalence of obesity and overweight
yes.
in different states and territories, what did you find?
Yes. We were actually very surprised because we looked at 3 years' worth of data from Google. The medication got approved in August 2019, but we actually looked at data from 2020 up until the end of 2022. So early on, 2020, we didn't see a lot of search on Google about this medication, apart from very, very minor jumps here and there. But from late 2021 onwards, it actually escalated extremely quickly, reaching, let's say, maximum search, which is identified as 100, which is the highest number on Google Trends, in mid-2022, around May-ish. And then it started going down when the shortages started showing itself. So that was the search we found. And also Queensland ranked first in searching for this medication, specifically over the past 3 years.
And yet Queensland wasn't the highest state or territory in terms of obesity and...
No, it was interesting that in terms of overweight and obesity combined together, Queensland technically, according to to data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, obviously this data goes back to 2017-18. They are yet to update the National Health Survey, hopefully in the coming months or next year. Queensland ranked 6 when it comes to overweight and obesity. And also, obesity only, Queensland ranks 3rd. But in terms of search for this medication, Queensland continuously, both in 2021 and 2022, it ranked 1st.
So there was some correlation, but not a lot. What do you take away from that?
Well, I think we need to be mindful of the fact that this is what we call an ecological study. So it looks at associations, possible associations.
And you also don't know the individuals who were searching either.
Yes, we don't know whether an individual with obesity or overweight genuinely goes on Google to search. So we cannot interpret this data, or we cannot interpret this possible association at the individual level. This is population level data. So that's one limitation that I need to highlight. What we need to consider is that we are only looking at 3 years worth of data, and the prevalence rates are coming from 2017-18. We should somehow assume for a reliable interpretation, we should assume that, okay, perhaps the prevalence rates have not changed significantly over the past 4 or 5 years in order for us to be able to interpret the association.
But if you assume that, which is not an unreasonable assumption.
I don't think it's unreasonable.
So essentially what we're finding, which is unsurprising really, which is true of most medical conditions and demand for medicine, is that there's not a good correlation with need from demand.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and we need to consider also some other aspects as well. There is a difference between searching on Google and actually going to talk to your GP or doctor to get this script, because there could be a gap between the two phenomena. However, if we consider searching on Google as a possible proxy for demand, then it becomes more meaningful. Let me add something. This is not part of this research, but when I was doing some follow-up assessments, I noticed that, for example, during the shortages, we had to switch to a different medication from GLP-1 agonists called dulaglutide or Trulicity. But when you check Google Trends, the average search volume for semaglutide is 7 times that of dulaglutide, which means that the interest for Ozempic is 7 times on average as strong as the one.
And of course, the dulaglutide was not getting the media publicity that semaglutide was getting. So in other words, this could be driven by media and media coverage, perhaps even public relations from the drug companies. You just don't know. Anyway, when you do your next one, we'll be fascinated to find out. But yet again, a disconnect in the system between demand and need. Luke, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Associate Professor Alireza Ahmadband from Griffith University in Queensland. I'm just thinking we should just tell the audience that coming back to the drugs, we're interested in knowing more about your experiences, not yours, Tegan, but the audience's, with these weight loss or diabetes drugs. Have you had trouble getting your prescriptions filled? Have you found success with them or discovered some pitfalls? Let us know by emailing us at healthreport@abc.net.au.
And we'll keep following this one over the coming weeks.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.